The Holy Gospel according to St.
Mark, the 9th chapter. After Jesus had gone indoors, his disciples asked him privately, "Why couldn't we drive it out?" He replied, "This kind can come out only by prayer." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and love from the Lord Jesus. Amen. In college, they have a numbering system for the courses, the academic courses. When a freshman enters college, he or she usually begin by taking 100 level courses. For example, the most basic math course is called Math 101, or History 101, or Languages 101. A freshman must pass each course level to attain the next one. And so they number 2 for the second year, 300s for the third year, and so on, all the way to 900 for doctorates. So Jesus here teaches us a lesson in Faith 101, the most basic thing that faith does. Pray. Faith 101, the first thing a Christian does, pray. Tie yourself to God so that you have strength to overcome whatever life throws at you. And life throws a lot of complex and difficult things at us. Life is not a walk in the park. Life, for real, can be quite difficult and painful. Life can strike, and we lose. For that reason, it is important that we, people of faith, are in constant touch with our Father in heaven through prayer. And not prayer for the sake of prayer, but true prayer, sincere prayer, that is us speaking to our Father, that visualizes you sitting on your Father's lap with your hands around his neck, and you talk to him. Jesus himself said that these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me, quoting Isaiah. Well, Jesus himself said to us, when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and then speak to your Father who is in heaven. So prayer has to be the real thing. The disciples noticed when Jesus was torn up inside, as he often was, with all the attacks of the Pharisees and the Sadducees and so on, he would retire by himself to a lonely place, usually a garden on a hill or something like that, and pray. And they noticed that when they returned, when he returned, he returned restored. They wanted that benefit. Teach us to pray, they said. And he gave them his prayer. We call it the Lord's Prayer, but not because the Lord gave it to us. We call it the Lord's Prayer because that's the prayer with which Jesus talked to his Father. After all, he alone is the Son of God. My Father, who art in heaven. But prayer unites the people that pray together. It brings them together, so Jesus put it in the plural, our Father, who art in heaven. It unites us not only to God, but also to one another with whom we pray. So the scene here is this. 9 disciples of Jesus are there, Bartholomew, Nathanael, and so on, Judas, 2 of them. And they try to kick out this evil spirit, this demon, from this young man, this boy. And they didn't succeed. Where was Jesus? Up on the Mount of the Transfiguration, showing his glory to Peter, James, and John. And then our text begins here. Then when they came to the were the disciples, the other nine were. That's when they heard arguing and pretending that he didn't know what was going on. Jesus said, "What's going on?" And they said, man comes forward and said, "I brought my boy for you to expel the demon, but your disciples just couldn't do it." So Jesus takes care of it. "Bring the boy here." And the father said, "Can you help? Increase my faith." And Jesus, in a two-step process, helps the boy. He said, "If I can, all things are possible for those who believe." Not to God in heaven, but for those who believe in God in heaven. Those that tie themselves to God through prayer. All things are possible to them. Not only what sounds plausible or logic or possible. God can do the impossible in our eyes. And he does all the time. I've seen it many times. "Can you help? All things are possible for those who believe." And yes, he increases our faith through moments like this, listening to his word, praying, singing, celebrating the baptism of little Olivia here, as God adds to his people, to his family. And then Jesus heals the boy also in a two-step process. He kicks out the demon, and the boy now looks ashen, and Jesus restores the color to him. He looked like a corpse. I've witnessed the death in person of nine people while I was sitting with them, praying with them. The appearance of death is instant and unmistakable. The person becomes ashen. Death says, "I'm here now," and you see it. And it stings, and it's shocking. This heart started to beat in his mother's womb 95 years ago, and now it stopped, and I'm here to witness this as the angels come and translate this soul to God's presence. Death is violent. It shocks us. So Jesus restores the color to the boy's cheeks, gives them to the father here. Jesus can kick out demons. You and I can't, unless we do it in the name of Jesus. You see, demons are evil angels that serve the devil like the good angels serve our God and do his bidding. The devil is like a general that deploys his troops to do different tasks. And the demons are more powerful than us lowly humans. In Psalm number 8, "What is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him? But you made him a little bit lower than the heavenly beings." Angels are stronger than we are. And that's why the disciples could not kick it out. They can only heal and do things after prayer, once they tied themselves to God in prayer. So before tackling a tough job in your life, remember this. Start with prayer. Tie yourself to God so you can overcome. He wants you to come to him. He said through his son, "Come unto me, all you who are overburdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." There is no such a thing as a problem in my life that has nothing to do with God. And I see it all the time. Have you prayed about this? Not really, Pastor, because you see, this has nothing to do with God. This has to do with my troublesome benefit package at the job I hold. You see, it has nothing to do with faith or religion. This is between me and my boss. God wants to know about every problem that assaults any of his children. Equate that with a mother, a baby in her mother's arms. Is there something that does not relate to the mother? The mother wants to know even if the pacifier falls to the ground. The mother wants to know everything from A to Z about this baby. God wants to know everything, and he wants us to tell him everything from A to Z. We face difficult and complicated questions almost daily in this life. But when we tie ourselves to God in prayer, things go better.